أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شر الدواب عند الله الذين كفروا فهم لا يؤمنون. الذين عاهدت منهم ثم ينقضون عهدهم في كل مرة وهم لا يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 55 and 56 of Surah Al-Anfal. Similar words appeared in the earlier part of the surah, in which here Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. الدواب refers essentially to a moving creature, although in Arabic language it is used for animals like cows, four-legged animals. But in its original, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the worst of creatures, including animals, including human beings, who can be worse? But Allah ta'ala says the worst of them all, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, are those that disbelieve. Now in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many of those who had disbelieved, but then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with this gift of Iman. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala qualifies that. Understand, the Quran Sharif is being revealed. Hence Allah ta'ala says, فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, hence they will not bring Iman. In other words, that person that remained a kafir and thereafter never brought Iman, left this world in a state of Iman, such a person is Sharr al-Dawab, that is the worst of the creatures. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further qualifies it, and Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتَ مِنْهُمْ, those people who have taken a pledge, a covenant with you, or you have taken the covenant with them, you have made a peace pact with them. ثُمَّ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَهُمْ, then they broke their ahad, they broke the covenant that they had made with you. فِي كُلِّ مَرَّةٍ, all the time. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ, and they do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor do they fear standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Particularly according to most of the commentators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a very particular group of people. And this group of people were the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, and particularly amongst them here in this ayat, Allah ta'ala is speaking about the tribe known as the Banu Qurayza. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about them? When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Makkah, he made hijrat, he came to Medina Munawwara. There were two important structures that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put into place. We know Aus and Khazraj, the two tribes of Medina Munawwara, were at loggerheads. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both from the Aus and the Khazraj, they accepted Iman, they accepted Islam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bridged the gap between those two. Then together, Aus and Khazraj, the Ansar, they became the Ansar, and then the Muhajirin that came, and then that Akhdul Muakhat, that treaty of brotherhood that was never found in history before, and I don't think it will be found ever after, that was then contracted, and together the Ansar hosted the Muhajirin, and this Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become one. The second structure that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put into place was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had signed this peace pact with the Yahud of Medina Munawwara. Banu Qurayza were also included in it. The two very, very important aspects of the treaty. One was that if there is any dispute of any nature, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the final adjudicator. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that will be in order, that will be the order, and hence all of them had agreed to this. The second aspect was that they will not help any outside force against any one of the two parties. If someone, for example, is going to attack the Banu Qurayza, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not become an ally to that force. Likewise, if anyone is going to attack the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Yahud will not become an ally to them. So Allah Ta'ala is speaking about this group, that this ahad, this covenant was made between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Actually, just to complete one part of it, this was a very strategic thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, that this covenant came into place, then this covenant had broken from their side, and hence we find then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on and signed the peace treaty with the Quraysh of Makkah. Such was the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From every aspect of it, be it political, social, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was par excellent. Coming back to this, we find that when the Quraysh of Makkah, Abu Jahl and his army were coming towards Badr, and this Banu Qurayza particularly, like how we had Abu Jahl from the Quraysh, we had from the Banu Qurayza Ka'b ibn Ashraf. He was, so to say, the Abu Jahl of the Yahud. And he went on and he had signed a treaty with them, or rather a deal with them, in which he supplied the Quraysh of Makkah arms to fight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and other weapons. Of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to know it was the second year of the Hijrah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after Battle of Badr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes back to Medina. They realize that he had come to know. They came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They made peace with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They expressed the desire to continue with the treaty. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had agreed and everything came back. Then we had, in the third year of the Hijrah, Uhud had taken place. After Uhud, when they saw that now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is growing, the Muslims are growing in strength, then the same Ka'b ibn Ashraf went in the fifth year of the Hijrah to Makkah to create this whole platform of the allied forces. That is what had happened. The confederates that had come at the time of the Battle of Trench or Ahzab or Khandaq, all of that was the work of one person, the brainchild of one person, and that was Ka'b ibn Ashraf. And again, in other words, he broke the treaty by going against this one clause, that they will not assist anyone from outside. Not only did he motivate it, but all of this, he assisted them in so far as creating this allied force. And then from within, from Medina Munawwara, he became a threat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Alladheena ahadta minhum, that those with whom you had made the covenant, thumma yanquduna ahdahum, then they had broken the covenant, fi kulli marratin, all the time, وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ, and they never feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never fear standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So such are the persons, شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ, they are the worst of the moving creatures. They are the worst between insan and animals on the surface of this earth. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.